From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Dick Longwell. Welcome to another hour of the very best in jazz. Opening the hour with a track from 1962 and a quintet co-led by Eddie Lockjaw Davis on tenor sax and Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet. Harry probably best known for his many years as a member of the Count Basie Orchestra. They released a collaboration together in 1962 called Jawbreakers, joined by Hugh Lawson on piano, Ike Isaac on bass, and Clarence Johnston on drums. This is the opening track, Broadway.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
1956 guitarist Kenny Burrell and a track from the album Jazzmen Detroit. A band made up of some of the top jazz musicians of the mid-50s hailing from the Motor City, with Pepper Adams on baritone sax, Tommy Flanagan piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Kenny Clark of the Modern Jazz Quartet on drums. We heard Tom's Thumb. Before that, a selection from 2003 and sax man Ron Blake, the album Lest We Forget, with Rashawn Ross on trumpet, Joey DeFrancesco on the Hammond B3 organ, David Gilmour guitar, Christian McBride bass, and Gregory Hutchinson drums. We heard the opening track, Sarah's Dance, and we began the set with another opening track of a release, this time the classic album Jawbreakers from 1962, and a quintet co-led by Eddie Lockjaw Davis and Harry Sweets Edison, the tune Broadway. We'll begin this set of the Jazz Scene with Kenny Barron on piano from 1980 and the LP Golden Lotus on the Muse label, with Steve Nelson on vibes, John Stubblefield on sax, on bass Buster Williams, and on drums Ben Riley. This is the closing track of the release, Row House. Thank you.
Peel me a grape, crush me some ice, skin me a peach, save the fuzz for my pillow. Talk to me nice, talk to me nice, you've got to wine me and dine me. Don't try to fool me, bejew me, either amuse me or lose me. I'm getting hungry, peel me a grape. Pop me a cork, French me a fry, crack me a nut, bring a bowl full of bonbons, chill me some wine, keep standing by, just entertain me. Champagne me, show me you love me, kid, love me, best way to cheer me. Cashmere me, I'm getting hungry. Here's how to be an agreeable chap. Love me and leave me in luxury's lap. Hop when I holler, skip when I snap. When I say do it, jump to it. Sent out for scotch, boil me a crab, cut me a rose, make my tea with the petals. Just hang around, pick up the tab, never outthink me. Just mink me, polar bear rug me, don't bug me, new thunder burn me. You heard me, I'm getting hungry, peel me a grape. Here's how to be an agreeable chap. Love me and leave me in luxury's lap. Hop when I holler, skip when I snap. When I say do it, make my tea with the petals. Just hang around, pick up the tab, never outthink me. Just mink me, polar bear rug me, don't bug me, new thunder burden me. You heard me, I am getting hungry. Thank you.
One of the signature tunes of Charlie Parker, recorded in Hollywood at C.P. McGregor Studios on February 26, 1947. Relaxin' at Camarillo. Camarillo refers to the Camarillo State Hospital in Ventura County, California, where Byrd resided for about 6 months after a short jail sentence. All of this the result of a drunken night where he did many bizarre things, including run naked through a hotel lobby, and even setting his hotel room on fire that night. All of this leading to one of Byrd's best-known pieces, Who Would Have Thought? That recording featuring Byrd himself on alto sax, also Howard McGee on trumpet, Wardell Gray, tenor sax, Barney Kessel, guitar, Dodo Mamarosa, piano, on bass, Red Callender, and on drums, Don Lamond. That has been issued numerous times on many different Charlie Parker compilations, many of them multi-disc sets, having to do with his sessions for the Dial record label of 1946 and 1947. We took it from the 4-CD box set, The Complete Charlie Parker on Dial. Before that, Canadian pianist and singer Diana Krall and her first big hit, getting a lot of airplay not only on straight-ahead jazz radio, but smooth jazz radio and even standards stations, picking up on her take of Peel Me a Grape with her working trio at the time, Russell Malone on guitar and Paul Keller on bass from 1997, the album Love Scenes, and Kenny Barron on piano, getting the set underway with a track from the 1980 album Golden Lotus. It was Row House. You're hearing it all on The Jazz Scene, from Quality Radio Productions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And if you'd like more info about the jazz scene, then you'll want to visit the blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. And if you'd like the playlist or audio for this episode of the show, you'll want to look for program 1605. We'll begin our final set of the hour with a guitar duo, Larry Coryell and Steve Kahn, and a session recorded in the mid-70s. At the time, both of them were at the height of their careers as jazz rock fusion guitarists, but of course we don't play fusion on the jazz scene, so what we'll hear is purely acoustic in nature. When their schedules permitted, they had a guitar duo, which toured frequently throughout 1975 and 76, and they went into the studio and put together highlights from the various concerts they gave and released the album Two for the Road. This is their take of a Chick Corea tune, which would become a jazz standard, Spain. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wrapping up the hour with the Bill Evans Trio. Bill Evans, of course, led many different piano, bass, and drums trios throughout his career, but this lineup is by far the best known and most highly regarded. With Scott LaFaro on bass, Scott was from Geneva, New York, where this program originates, and Paul Motion on drums, from 1959 when they were recording for the Riverside label. The album Portrait in Jazz, we listened to Perry's Scope. Before that, Vibes player and occasionally drummer Chuck Redd. Chuck was the longtime Vibes player with guitarist Charlie Byrd, but he's released many albums as a leader in his own right, including several sessions for the Arbors record label. We heard a track from one of those sessions, the album The Common Thread, with Houston Person on tenor sax, Rossano Sportiello piano, Bob Crenshaw bass, and Mickey Roker on drums. We heard Moonlight in Vermont. And we began the set with Larry Coryell and Steve Kahn, both on acoustic guitar, taking a break from their various electric jazz projects in the mid-70s. The album Two for the Road, first issued as an LP by Arista, reissued on CD on the Wounded Bird label. We heard Chick Corea's Spain. That does it for this hour of jazz. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Join me again when you can for more of the best in jazz from the past and present. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.